joint diplomatic efforts by the United Nations and the African Union have ensured cooperation among four African countries affected by the activities of a rebel group out of Uganda. But the UN envoy for the Central African region says the serious and unpredictable threat posed by the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, will require sustained international action. The LRA, under the leadership of Joseph Kony, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court, has been responsible for more than two decades of murder, sexual slavery, child abductions, and other atrocities. Having first terrorized northern Uganda, the group has since slipped in and out of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Central African Republic, and the world's newest nation, South Sudan.
Recent attacks in South Sudan attributed to the LRA are a reminder that the group remains a serious and unpredictable threat to communities throughout the sub-region.
Abu Musa, head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, addressed the Security Council on Wednesday.
We must therefore remain vigilant and continue making progress on the implementation plan for the UN regional strategy to address the threat and impact of the LRA, which remains the guiding framework for our collective efforts.
That strategy includes support to a task force comprising troops from the affected countries working to combat Kony and his cronies. It's receiving support and training from special forces from the United States. Ambassador Jeffrey De Laurentiis said the U.S. believes international cooperation can defeat the Lord's Resistance Army.
It is essential, therefore, that we remain united in our determination to crush the LRA, which has proven its willingness to wait the international community out and to exploit to its advantage every opportunity to regroup, such as the increased instability in the Central African Republic over the past year.
Following the meeting, a reporter posed a question to UN envoy Abu Musa and his African Union counterpart, Francisco Madeira.
Where is Joseph Kony? Where do you believe him to be?
And while they could not answer the question, Mr. Madeira, the African Union special envoy for LRA issues, remains optimistic.
Surely Joseph Kony is on the run and is feeling the pinch thanks to the pressure that the regional task force is putting on him, and thanks to the operation of encouraging his men and all those who are with him to defect, and a good number of them are defecting.
The AU official said he expects there will be more defections from the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, leaving only Joseph Kony and his senior officers, who are also wanted by the International Criminal Court. Deanne Penn, United Nations.